We're learning the laws of Berachas HaMazon. We're discussing the preference of who should be the one who leads the Zimun. We're learning previously that in the event that there is a guest, it's recommended that one should ask the guest to lead the benching so as to give a bracha to the Baal HaBayis. We also learned that that obligation is actually not just on the one who leads the Zimun, but everyone should give a bracha to the Baal HaBayis, either the lengthier paragraph, which is found in some benchers, or at least the very simple sentence of Harachman Huyivarech's Baal HaBayis Hazeh. Now, what happens if you have a Kohen? So on this, the Mechaber tells us, Lo Yachdim Chochom Yisrael L'Kohen Am Ha'aretz L'Varech Afanav Derechok U'Mishpat Kehuna. That one should not, because there's a Kohen, you should automatically think, oh, it's a Kohen. Not so clear. In the event that Kohen is an Am Ha'aretz, and on the other hand, you have someone who's not a Kohen, wasn't born that way, but he developed his knowledge for many years, and now he is a Chacham. So, in this situation, if you have the choice to pick between the two, you should be careful to pick the Chacham Yisrael. And the reason for this, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, is that imagine you would ignore this person who dedicates his whole life to Torah knowledge, and you pick this person, the Kohen, so not Maritz. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, Shiomru, what will people say? Sheinu chashuva kol kach birosam shehachochem shofel lifnei Maritz. The fact that you see this person who is a Talmud Chacham, this scholar, and you just push him to a side, it doesn't look good. The Afshehu Kohen, that even though, on one hand, this person was an Am Haaretz, but he's a Kohen, Malas HaTorah Gedola Mimalas Kahuna. We're more concerned over the covet of Torah over that of Kahuna. Now, so if that's the case, so do we ever prefer a Kohen? Certainly we do. He says like this, Avolah says lo hechacham rishus shiyavarech in b'kach klum. Certainly what you're supposed to do is offer the chacham, the first right to lead the benching. However, this person has the ability, if they wish, to say, thanks but no thanks, I'm not interested in leading the benching. We're going to see if that's a good idea as far as what you're supposed to do, if you should accept that honor, that we'll see tomorrow. But nonetheless, a Kohen could be given this honor if first you offer this honor to the Chacham, and then thereafterwards the Chacham said, thanks but no thanks, let the Kohen have it, that's not a problem whatsoever, because you didn't slight Kavod HaTorah, you offered it, and now the Chacham has the right to be Mochel. Of a Kohen Talmud Chacham, mitzvah l'hakdim o'shne emar v'kidashto. The Pasuk in Parshas Emor says, v'kidashto, referring to a Kohen, and we learn out from there that it's a mitzvah, liftoach rishon, levarach rishon, among other things, that we, when it comes to Torah reading, that person, the Kohen, gets the first Aliyah. So too, levarach rishon, that they should be the ones who lead the benching. Now again, that's specifically referring to the Kohen is a Talmud Chacham. But if the Kohen's not a Talmud Chacham, then we don't apply this pasuk of v'kidashto. Rather, we would rather give it to the Talmud Chacham Yisrael who's present. So, what if you have a bunch of Chachamim? You have a mediocre Chacham, who is a Kohen, and a much greater Chacham, who is a non-Kohen. So, in that situation, do we give the honor to the greater Chacham, or to the Kohen? So, the Mishnah Berurah says as follows, V'yafilu im ha-Talmud Chacham hu gadol mimenu, de'enu l'vchiv l'chavdo mechamos mitzvahs v'kidashto, Mikol makom tov shiyakdem hakohen lefana, kivan shu gam kein chacham. So the Mishnah Berurah holds that since you do have a Kohen who is knowledgeable, even if he's not necessarily the most knowledgeable person, still it's a nice thing to do to give that honor to the Kohen, even though you no longer have the obligation because of a kidashto. The kidashto, according to this opinion, is only when you have everything equal in knowledge. In that situation, you should pick the Kohen. However, in this situation, even though you don't have to have this obligation to give this Kohen the honor, it's a nice thing to do. The Osekein Hu Marach Yamin. And in the event that you do so, you'll be promised Arich HaShomim, a length of days. So what are some of the things that you're supposed to do because of the Kiddushto? So one of the things was Liftoach Rishon. Mr. Bruce says it's referring to B'kriyas HaTorah. Ulvarach Rishon is B'su'uda B'birchas HaMotzi U'B'birchas HaMazon. Not only when it comes to the leading of the benching, but also to give the bracha of HaMotzi. Even though the Gemara does discuss, in the event that there's a Baal HaBayis that is the one who's giving out the food, so giving that honor to a guest may not necessarily know how much food there is. In that situation, we have the Baal HaBayis make the Hamotzi. V'chein l'hotzi b'kiddush v'kiddashto hu l'chol davar shebikdusha. B'kiddashto is not just when it comes to getting a Torah, Aliyah, but it comes to all things, including making kiddush. So if you have a Kohen present, we can give that person the honor first. V'kosu ha-poskim, d'b'chal liftoach rishon hu liyos rosh ha-medabrim v'chol kibbutz am v'lid rosh t'chilo. It's not only when it comes to honors, but also in the event that there's a gathering where there are numerous people are going to speak, you should allow the Kohen to be the one who speaks first. He quotes the Magen Avraham that says that this pasuk of Kiddushto, well, it is of course a pasuk, so you would maybe think this is a Torah obligation to actually honor a Kohen in this fashion. And in fact, there are some people that feel it's not. But according to the opinion of the Magen Avraham, this is deraisa. This is a Torah obligation. You must give these honors to the Kohen first. Mikol makom, im haKohen rotza l'chal kavod l'acher b'chol zeh rishai. V'rak b'kriyas haTorah inu yochol limchol. That when it comes to kriyas haTorah, the Kohen can't say, no, you know what, I'm not going to get the first aliyah, but I'll just sit here. That we don't allow him to do. But when it comes to other honors, according to this opinion, he is allowed to say thanks, but no thanks. Now, not everyone agrees to this. Some people feel that ability to be mochel is only in a situation where you have developed yourself, such as the Talmud Chacham. So in that situation, I was offered this kavod. I don't have to accept this kibbutz. However, when it comes to a Kohen who was born that way, so B'kiddushto tells you that you do not have a right to refuse. So it is a dispute whether a Kohen has that right. But according to, as it says in Mishnah Berurah, the Kohen is allowed to do so. Now, it's brought down in the Be'er Heitev, the question presented by the Magen Avraham. He says a sarachin. He doesn't understand. Because based on what we just established, deraisa, derabanan, what's the difference? Lama ein nisharin achshav lahaktim hakohen l'chol hanach mili mi'achar shemideraisa heim. If in fact we want to hold like the opinion of the Magen Avraham, so then why, which says that this all these honors are Torah obligation, and it's not just getting called up to the Torah, or leading benching, but as we mentioned, even in the event that there are numerous speakers, we say, oh, one second, the Kohen goes first. We don't find that. Well, why not? If in fact it's a Torah obligation, you would think we'd be strict. And he presents a fascinating answer. He says, V'afshir is possible, de'ein onu b'kiin b'yuchusei kahuna. We're not so knowledgeable whether or not the Kohanim that we have floating around are 100% Kohanim. We have the Mesorah that they are, but because we're not Bekian in this matter, therefore we're going to be a little bit more lenient, even though technically it's something which we probably should not be so lenient about. Now, in conclusion, the Piskei Tshuvos tells us, as we learned before, that you have to also bear in mind the idea of a Kohen or not a Kohen in the event there's a Baal HaBayis present. Kishiyesh Baal HaBayis, in the event that there is a Baal HaBayis in which is providing all this food for everyone here, Azai HaNoshim HaNechnosim Hashem Al Das Baal HaBayis Boy. Therefore, all the people that are coming, they are coming with the intention of certainly not expecting any kibudim. After all this food was only given to me because this host was so gracious to allow me to eat it. And therefore, because of that, Rishus b'yad Baal HaBayis l'chabit atzmo o acherim. In that situation where there's a Baal HaBayis present, he's allowed to give honors to whoever he sees fit, even if it happens to be not to a Kohen, even if it happens to be to a guest, or possibly even to himself.